This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Part of the pervasive racism in this economy and part of the way the government has tried to remedy it is rooted in federal law and regulation. We're talking banking regulation here specifically and a law known as the CRA, the Community Reinvestment Act, meant, among other things, to stop discrimination in mortgage lending. Now, though, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports, a federal banking regulator is revising the act and he is getting some pushback.
This is what it sounded like in 1965 at a civil rights demonstration in Mississippi. The protesters wanted equal rights and economic equality immediately. Congress passed some major civil rights legislation in the 60s, and that continued into the 70s when memories of the civil rights protests were still fresh.
They set the stage.
Ellen Seidman at the Urban Institute says the 60s protests evolved.
In the sense of creating the kind of community activism that then came to fruition in 75 and 77.
Specifically, the Community Reinvestment Act of 1977. Seidman says the law was passed to stop redlining, where federal officials drew red lines on maps around low-income areas they said were high risk, essentially telling banks not to lend there. The Community Reinvestment Act turned that around. The three agencies that regulate banks, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the FDIC, and the Federal Reserve, started requiring banks to make loans anywhere they took in deposits. Catherine Hinau with the Cypress Hills Local Development Corporation in Brooklyn says years later, the act is still holding banks accountable.
In general, small businesses sometimes feel that they don't really have the support from either the city, from the banks, and they have all these other barriers. So seeing that push for it, seeing at least the conversations being initiated and there being some type of action accountability, that's definitely a benefit.
Hinau helps minority-owned businesses get loans. Now, she and other community activists are worried about changes to the Community Reinvestment Act. They say the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, which regulates the nation's biggest banks, is loosening the act's requirements for those banks with a new rule. Jamie Weisberg with the Association for Neighborhood and Housing Development says under the rule, the big banks will be able to comply with the act by funding big projects, things like roads, bridges, even stadiums.
There's less incentive to partner with community groups, to be responsive, to do the deals that are harder, that may take a little bit longer, that may be a little bit smaller.
The acting comptroller of the currency, Brian Brooks, says he's aware of these concerns. Brooks says banks his office regulates will still have to prove that the big projects his agency will now allow under the Community Reinvestment Act will help their communities, possibly by creating jobs.
We're focused on sustainable full-time jobs created by these things, not on the idea that there might be some seasonal part-time employment, but that there's full-time employment associated with the project.
But the other two banking regulators, the Fed and the FDIC, they haven't signed on to these changes to the Community Reinvestment Act. Nothing changes for the banks they regulate. They are considering some new rules. And even community advocates say the act needs updating to keep up with new technology like digital banking. They're struggling with how to do that without turning back the clock on the hard-earned reforms that followed the civil rights era. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.